Good morning,
good afternoon,
good evening.
Wherever in the world you might be, I am Nicole BC and
you know everything.
Welcome to the final component in energetic leadership, the energy of leadership. We are talking about mastery in this video. And I know you might be thinking, I was simply introduced to the concept of energy leadership. And here we are an hour later. How could I possibly be a master? Here's the thing. You, of course, are a master of your own energy. And this is a learning. This is an experience that you live day to day, every day. Now, you can't unknow this. You are aware you always have a choice. So from here on out, you're simply going to start to notice the choices that you're making. You'll start to notice the other energy that is being brought into your experience. And you're going to start engaging with people in a completely different way. The magic is going to be when you start consciously choosing your energetic level based on what it is that you're trying to achieve. And then you step into action and you start to see results that are so much easier and so much faster than you expected. It takes far less effort, far less work on your part. So obviously, when that starts happening, you're going to have the proof in the pudding. But how can you step into this mastery and believe that it's working? Trust, level six, know that you are a masterful energetic leader. The way that you start engaging with people, especially the people that you're most familiar with, family, shifts. And you stop having the same conversations, you stop having the same tension and disagreement and misunderstandings because you start bringing awareness to the energy that's in the room. So I think the most basic, demonstrative, quantifiable proof in the pudding are your boundaries. You start to understand and honor the energy that you're in. So where do we first overextend and martyr? It's that level one, level four, right? So we're feeling a little bit off. We're not into it. We're a little apathetic. Perhaps we're very indecisive. Maybe it's showing up a little more, obviously. We're grumpy. We're shitty. We're sad. We're crying. We're in pain. But yet we still say yes to the thing. We still show up instead of honoring that space that we're in. Perhaps we're feeling threatened, we're feeling gaslit, we're feeling victimized, and we don't advocate for ourselves or speak up. Maybe we're just unsure of what's supposed to be happening or who's doing what or how it's going to get done. Now that we understand these are just energetic experiences, they're not good, they're not bad, they're simply trying to fulfill a need. We are going to be able to express this in a way that shares what we are in agreement with and what we aren't. Essentially our boundaries. I actually made a guide called the People Pleaser's Guide to Building Better Boundaries because this is energetic leadership in practice. And the thing is, when you are confident, when you're level five, when you understand that your boundary is actually a safe structure now that everybody gets to lean against, and you are creating an opportunity by saying no, or by asking a question, or by advocating for yourself, even if someone meets you with some level two, they disagree, they judge, so on and so forth. We can understand now this is a value conflict. This isn't about success or failure, right or wrong, better or worse, good or bad. In fact, those things are always on a spectrum. There's about a million different ways of thinking in between either end, the paradox. When we're in the binary, we know we're in level two. Someone's got to lose. Do you want to live in a world where someone has to lose? Do you want to be the manager of any experience or situation, the leader that suggests that people are going to lose and there's some people are going to be stuck in a problematic situation? I wouldn't imagine. That's not why you're watching this. Now, some people may perceive themselves as having to lose. How, after everything that we've talked about, do you think they got there? What need do you think they're fulfilling by choosing that perspective? Now, that can be a really challenging way of thinking because what we're now suggesting is people want their problems. That's a very, very simplistic, again, binary way of looking at it. However, what I am saying is that everyone is doing their best to fulfill their needs. And sometimes the behaviors or thought patterns or feelings or words that people have learned to get what they want don't come with a lot of ease or flow or acceptance or allowing or trust or compassion or love, right? However, they've been successful because they're getting what they want. I am very aware. I remember when I first leaned into this level four, level one, and what I realized is that when I label something as a problem, I am judging it. I am saying it's bad. Now that may or may not be true, but who am I to be the judge, the jury, and then the executioner? If I'm the one that then goes, well, this is a problem and I have to fix it, that is essentially appropriation. I am taking that situation from whomever it may be affecting, me, somebody else, all of us, and making it mine. That's level two. That's control. I'm seeking power and control. And I'm doing it from a place of fear, which is going to get subpar results. So you can start to see with this mastery, you expand your bandwidth and your capacity for success because you stop investing energy into situations and experiences that are fear-based, that are catabolic energy. So we understand our boundaries. We're able to express our boundaries. And I think most importantly, we renovate, we remodel our boundaries. We understand that we might need some boundaries to keep us safe and secure in certain situations, but in other situations, those boundaries make us feel contained and constricted. Or what we've done is built confidence and trust. And so previous boundaries that kept us safe need to be broken down because we have this newfound energetic experience and bandwidth for more. And that's really what this is all about. It's not just getting better results easier. It's about expanding your ability to achieve, again, in ways you haven't even imagined. The reclamation of external validation is another strong signpost. You are in mastery. You're no longer seeking other people's approval. You're not looking for those likes or those comments on your various platforms outside of just data analytics. And you're not looking outside of yourself for the answers or for the guidance or for the support because you've learned to fulfill your own needs. You are moving yourself up that energetic ladder. When you're in partnership with somebody, you are creating something that's bigger than both of you combined. It's no longer about letting someone else take charge or take control because you've got fear around your own abilities to do so. You're okay with making mistakes because you don't think of it like a problem anymore. You recognize that if we're growing, we're also going to be learning. And the only way to learn is to get something wrong, to fill that gap in expectation and reality, to bring in that desired result into this moment right now. And we don't know how to do that yet. So of course, there's going to be trials and experimentation. I mentioned design theory in one of the earlier videos. It is a multi-part process that essentially describes the creative process, the level six energy that is available to us even when we're struggling, even when we feel like we're bashing our head against the walls. I talk about this when I explain that physical sensation. We mentioned this a little bit, but the concept of nervous or excited. Now, if I describe that physically in my body, I might say I'm taking shallow breaths. My palms are getting sweaty. My mouth is getting sweaty. I'm stuttering over my words. Now, if I'm afraid of something happening, I'm going to label that as nervous. If I'm excited about something, I'm going to label that as expansive, anticipation, intuition, something's about to happen. I have the choice in either of those instances. I can reframe my nervous energy into excited energy, and it's going to change everything about the way that I show up. If I'm giving a public speech, which is a very obvious, very anxiety-inducing experience for a lot of people, but those that are practiced, they started feeling just as anxious and nervous as everybody else, but they transformed that energy into excitement, into confidence, into that intuitive channeling of information and knowing that becomes playful. And sure, they're going to make mistakes, but they probably don't even notice that they've made mistakes, or they certainly don't hold on to those mistakes as long as somebody who is actually using those mistakes to keep them from taking the desired action that they want. That's another masterful level of energetic leadership, is we don't hold on to experiences because we are truly allowing that energy to flow through us and be transformed. So when things knock you down, you get up faster. When things overexert you or exhaust you, you heal quicker. And it's not about time, it's about the energy. How long do you want to hold on to this experience for? You have the capacity for it all. Whereas you might feel like you are working your tail off right now and you're doing your best, yet you still have so much more that you want to achieve. Masterful energetic leadership allows you to expand the capacity in your day. It's like you have this ability to stretch and play with time. And it has a lot to do with just trusting that everything is going to happen exactly when it needs to. And it's going to happen exactly as it should, because that's how everything works. When you take 2020 hindsight and you look back on every single fail, on every single betrayal, on every single trial and tribulation and foe and learning lesson and implosion and meltdown, you can see how that's made you the person that you are today and brought you to this moment right now. You've made it all work. You have so much evidence for your success, and you can absolutely use that evidence just as much as the fear or the doubt or the uncertainty or the blah, 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 blah. Both stories are true. So which one are you going to listen to? You have limitless potential. There are endless opportunities available, and that level six energy will tune you into them. It will clue you into them. Quite literally, you will start to see clues and hints and guideposts towards that desired destination. And masterful energetic leadership allows you to work with people in a way that identifies where they're at and gives them the clues and the hints and the guideposts that allow them to move up this energetic ladder and meet you in a co-creative place where you can truly challenge and be opportunistic with everything that you're achieving. So it is an incredibly rewarding way of thinking, of leading, of working with others. If you've got any questions, I am an energy leadership master practitioner, and we can do an energy leadership index assessment. And so that is just a quick 20-minute test. Not supposed to use that verbiage. It's an assessment. You answer a whole bunch of different questions. You get a report. I have my own report that I do. You can find me at the BZ channel on all social platforms. You can also find me on my website, NicoleBZ.com, and you can email me hello@NicoleBZ.com. I highly encourage you to get into my Discord container where I talk about energy leadership and all sorts of fun leadership and business things. This has been the foundation for my coaching, for my success, for the way that I engage and work with and partner with other people. So I am clearly biased. Again, credit where credit's due. This is training developed and created by Bruce D. Schneider from IPEC Coaching, officially affiliated with the ICF. So tons of resources for you. You can Google it. You can sign up for IPEC and get your own master practitioner certification and so much more. Again, you're limitless. Your opportunities are endless. And I very much look forward to engaging with you on this energetic experience. So thank you for being here.